Bengal blíza. Wa so happy, wa so free. Low northern winds blow freezing. Friendship binds both you and me. Happy we are all together. Happy we reign and are. Time shall see us either blither. Every eyes take young one.
Hallo, liebe Freunde der schottischen Folkmusik. Willkommen bei der April-Ausgabe von Folkmag, dem Folkmagazin in Real Audio. Was steht heute auf der Agenda? Ja, zunächst möchte ich Ihnen mal zwei CDs vorstellen, die in der letzten Woche in meinem Briefkasten lagen. Ich wollte eigentlich noch vier weitere CDs dabei haben, aber CD Now ist nicht in die Pötte gekommen diesmal und die CDs stehen schon seit zwei Wochen aus. So kann es auch gehen. Nun, ich habe einen wunderschönen Ersatz gefunden und zwar einen Konzertmitschnitt von Robin Lang. Er hat mehrere Lieder zum Thema Whisky verfasst und andere zusammengetragen und daraus ein kleines Programm gebastelt. Robin Lang wird übrigens auch hier nach Deutschland kommen mit diesem Whisky-Programm und zwar zum 4. Nordic Folk Weekend in Berlin. Am Sonntag, den 21. Oktober, wird er abends um 19:30 im Labsaal auftreten. www.labsaal.de. Kommen wir zu den Neuvorstellungen, die eigentlich gar keine Neuvorstellungen sind. Eric Bogle hat mal wieder zugeschlagen. Sein neues Album bei Green Cracks erschienen, nennt sich By Request. Darauf zu finden sind eigentlich nur alte Lieder, aber die immer wieder von seinem Publikum gewünscht wurden. Und so hat er sie zu einem Album zusammengestellt. Eric Bogle ist Australier mit schottischen Wurzeln und seine CD wirkt für mich stellenweise ein bisschen langweilig. Das hängt vielleicht damit zusammen, dass die Stücke schon ein bisschen angestaubt sind und wer seine CDs besitzt, sie zum Teil schon gehört haben dürfte. Ich habe für Sie herausgesucht den Titel Now I'm Easy. Übrigens, die CD ist bei musicscotland.com zu bekommen.
For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud has seen my tears and blood, but it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. I married a fine girl when I was 20, but she died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctor then, just a gentle old black gin, but it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter, and a bone dry farm whose soil cried out for water. So my care was rough and ready, but they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My son's lie buried by the Burma Railway. So on this land I've made me own, I've carried on alone, but it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. City folks these days despise the cocky, say with subsidies and all, we've had it easy. But there's no drought or starving stock on a sewered suburban block. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. And now I'm easy.
Die zweite CD von Green Cracks, auch über musicscotland.com zu bekommen, heißt The Easy Club. Ganz einfach. Und stammt aus dem Jahre 1984. Man hat eine alte LP im Prinzip in CD-Form wieder aufgelegt. Leider hat man die alten Bänder genommen und die sind nicht mehr die besten gewesen. Also hätte man sich vielleicht doch die Mühe machen sollen, eine alte Langspielplatte zu suchen, zu entknistern und die als Grundlage für die CD zu nehmen. Das andere Verfahren hat leider dazu geführt, dass Tonhöhen und Tiefen fehlen. Ich habe ein Instrumental herausgesucht, weil ich Ihnen die Kinderstimme von Rod Patterson doch nicht zumuten möchte. Der Musiker hat sich einfach weiterentwickelt. Und so hören wir ein Instrumentalstück John McNeill's Reel. Kommen wir zum Mitschnitt von Robin Langs Konzert The Angels Share Das heißt auf Deutsch das, was die Engel bekommen, und zwar vom Whisky, der in den Fässern ja verdunstet. Man sagt so 5-10% des Whiskys, des Alkohols im Whisky verdunsten pro Jahr. Und dann muss man eben immer wieder frischen Alkohol, sprich Whisky, nachschütten, bis er nach 8-12 Jahren eben ausgereift ist. Aber über all das wird uns jetzt Robin Leng informieren. Und nochmal den Termin. Robin Leng kommt nach Berlin in den Labsaal. Und zwar am 21. Oktober, das ist ein Sonntag, abends um 19:30. Ja, das war's für heute. Das war eine folkfestival.de Produktion. Tschüssi aus Berlin und frohe Ostern.
Oh, well, die Brüder Peck und Mott und Robendalen kamt die Brie. Die bleicher Herz, dat die lang necht, you would ne finden Christen die. For we are ne foo, we're ne that foo, just a drappy en hoody. The cock may craw, the day may daw, but I will taste the barley bree. The cock may craw, the day may daw, but I will taste the barley bree.
Thank you, and welcome to Edinburgh. Now, that song was written over 200 years ago by Scotland's best-known poet, Robert Burns. In it, he celebrates an evening spent with two friends enjoying some homemade whiskey. There's no doubt that Burns was fond of a wee drink. Indeed, he claimed that whiskey inspired his poetic genius when he wrote, "Whiskey, soul o' plays and pranks, accept a bardie's grateful thanks. When wanting thee, what tuneless cranks are my poor verses? Thou comes, they rattle in their ranks at others' arses." But Burns was an excise man. His job was to ensure the collection of the extremely unpopular tax on whisky. Part of his professional responsibility, therefore, was to stop the production and sale of such homemade or illicit whisky. So Burns had both a personal and a professional interest in whisky, the one sometimes in contradiction to the other. That explains why he could happily write a song in which the excise man is carried away by the devil. The deal come fiddling through the tune and he's danced the war with excise man. And ilka wife he cries, "Old Mahoonach, I wish you luck of your prize, man." The deals of war, the deals of war, the deals of war with excise man. He's danced the war, he's danced the war. He's danced the war with excise man. There's three some reels and there's four some reels and there's hornpipes and strathspeys, man. But the bonniest dance ever come to the land was the deals of war with excise man. The deals of war, the deals of war, the deals of war with excise man. He's danced the war, he's danced the war. He's danced the war with excise man. My interest in whisky is also both personal and professional. The professional interest, thankfully, is a musical one, so there's no contradiction. As long as I don't drink too much on stage, that is. Now, distillery guides tell us that while whisky is maturing, a certain amount of it, as much as 2% each year, is lost through evaporation. They call this the angel's share. It could explain why angels play harps and sing, but I think what really happens is that these swirling vapours of whisky seep into the creative soul of the Scots nation. Distillation, evaporation, inspiration. And this is the song that inspiration brought to me. It's called More Than Just a Dram. Take clear water from the hill and barley from the lowlands,
take a master craftsman's skill and something harder to define, like secrets in the shape of coppered still, or the slow, silent magic work of time. Whiskey, you're the devil in disguise, at least to some, that's the way it seems. But you're more like an angel in my eyes. Catch the heady vapors as they rise and turn them into dreams. And bring home sherry casks from Spain, San Lucar de Barrameda, and fill them up again with the spirit of the land. Then let the wood work to the spirit's gain, in a process no one fully understands. Whiskey, you're the devil in disguise, at least to some, that's the way it seems. But you're more like an angel in my eyes. Catch the heady vapors as they rise and turn them into dreams. Now the spirit starts out clear, but see the transformation after many patient years, when at last the tale unfolds, for the colors of the seasons will appear, from palest yellow to the deepest gold. And whiskey, you're the devil in disguise, at least to some, that's the way it seems. But you're more like an angel in my eyes. Catch the heady vapors as they rise and turn them into dreams. And when you hold it in your hand, it's the pulse of one small nation, so much more than just a dram. You can see it, if you will, the people and the weather and the land. The past into the present is distilled. And whiskey, you're the devil in disguise, at least to some, that's the way it seems. But you're more like an angel in my eyes. Catch the heady vapors as they rise and turn them into peaceful, pleasant dreams.
Aye, time and patience are important ingredients in the making of Scotch whisky. Water is vitally important too, and thankfully it's something that we in Scotland are not short of. The gentle rain feeds the rivers run into the lochs, and the lochs drain out through other rivers into the sea. And many of the whiskies take their names from these glens, showing how important the water source is. For some Scots, nothing is more important than whisky. To the Highlander, it is Uskibea, the water of life itself. I'm glad to say that most of us don't take it that seriously.
I love Scotland's glens, and whatever else we lose, leave us our glens, our glorious glens. Oh, our mountains are grand, Ben Lomond, Ben Nevis too. You can keep all these bends, just leave us our glens. Glenfiddich, Glendronach, Glenlivet, Glengrant, can you do without them? If you must know, I can't.
Put a drop in a glass of Glenspey or Glentrotter. It's a hell of a wonderful way to drink water. I would willingly lose our culture or most of it, including that mess called Fool Highland Dress, with a whole ethnic bit. We haggis on Hogmanay, I would gladly dispense, just leave us our glens. Glenfiddich, Glendronach, Glenlivet, Glenfall, I once knew a man, he'd sampled them all. Glen Isla, Glen Yugi, Glen Kinchy, that's plenty, for he looked 65, in fact he was 20. And is there a Scot whose views of priorities, when laid on the line, are different from mine? Take our jobs, take our homes, take anything else you will, take family and friends, just leave us our glens. The truth of the matter is that we Scots have a strange ambivalence to our national drink. There's a darker side to our attitude to whisky. It isn't all love and light and warm fuzzy feelings. That darker side is often found in the songs. For example, it's amazing how many of them feature an appearance by the devil. Our national character is quite strongly influenced by four centuries of Protestantism, and our nature can have a somewhat dour, strict-living, God-fearing, Calvinistic streak that would always see whisky as a possible road to damnation. The next song has references to disapproval and misfortune and just a wee hint of the danger of drinking to excess. But then it also has a robust note of defiance.
Ye'll a' hae heard o' Piper McNeil, a canty chap and a couthy chiel, and a' my days I loved him weel. He dearly loved the whiskey, oh. Oh, the whiskey's good, aye, the whiskey's grand, a wee drappy, oh, it'll do ye nae harm. I only wish that in my arms I had a great big barrel o' healing whiskey, oh. Now I come staggering hame ae nicht, as foo as ony man could be. I struck a post and doon I fell, oh, just wi' a wee drappy whiskey, oh. Oh, the whiskey's good, aye, the whiskey's grand, a wee drappy, oh, it'll do ye nae harm. I only wish that in my arms I had a great big barrel o' healing whiskey, oh. So I went staggering up to the door, my mother raised and she slipped the bar. And when she saw my clothes o' glore, she said, curse to the healing whiskey, oh. Ah, but the whiskey's good, aye, the whiskey's grand, a wee drappy, oh, it'll do ye nae harm. I only wish that in my arms I had a great big barrel o' healing whiskey, oh. Now, mother, ye need nae angry be, and into a passion dinna flee, for I, until the day I dee, I'll aye tak a wee drappy whiskey, oh. For the whiskey's good, or the whiskey's grand, a wee drappy, oh, it'll do ye nae harm. I only wish that in my arms I had a great big barrel o' healing whiskey, oh. Ye'll a' hae heard o' Piper McNeil, a canty chap and a couthy chiel, and a' my days I loved him weel.
For he dearly loved the whiskey, oh. He dearly loved the whiskey, oh.
The theme of disapproval haunts many of the whiskey songs. Here's one where a poor man is having to pour 10 bottles of whiskey down the sink after his disapproving and rather bullying wife found them in a cupboard. I poured the cork from the first bottle, had a little drink. I kissed the bottle tenderly, I poured it down the sink. Uncorked the second, did the same as before. But before I poured it down the sink, I drank a little more. I uncorked the third and I drank a little toast. Hey, the losing of the 10 friends I really like the most. Stood to attention, had another little drink. Threw the cork in the bucket and the whiskey down the sink. Oh, the next 3 bottles, they were very quickly swilled. As I uncorked the drainage, only drank a gill. But the next one caught me, for the cork was very tight. And the room was going round and round, which didn't help my plight. I fought to gain my balance as I leaned against the wall. I couldn't draw the room from the damn sink at all. When at last I drew it with a mighty plop, I fell on my arse and I drank a glass of cork. Now the 8th sink was different, for the glass was very slack. So I held the room with one hand and I knocked the bugger back. Tried to count the empties as they danced before my eyes, and I'd only counted 23. When, much to my surprise, there was 10 sinks of whiskey, everyone uncorked, and the drain in the bottle, it was very badly blocked. Then I heard my wife, as on the door she knocked, and I fell in the bathtub, drank the bloody lot. Now, ironically, while in the Calvinist view of the world, drinking whiskey might lead to damnation, turning its production into a successful business enterprise could lead to salvation. Maybe this is why Scotland developed such an enormously successful whisky industry, currently exporting 260 million litres a year to more than 200 countries. Even the French, with all their wonderful wines, now consume more whisky than the United Kingdom. Surely that's something to be proud of. When your time o' work is done, and you've earned yourself some fun, in the pub you start to sup, you're drinking, clinking every cup, and the pint pot you're perusing, and you're boozing till you're snoozing, and you're losing all your senses to the drink. But when all the folks say prim, are swigging swill up to the brim, we nips o' gin and numbered pims and sugar rubbed around the rim. Let them drink until they drop, for the sly besotted Scot, he'll be breaking out a bottle o' the best. And the English like their ale, warm and flat straight out the pail. They ice litter with their bitter, it would scunner Jack the Ripper, and they sip their cider rough. They huff and puff and sniff and snuff, aye, and as if that's no enough, they start to sing of when Jones's ale was new, John Barleycorn's fine brew. Fathom the bowl, the barley mow, bring us a barrel, just a few. But their songs are far surpassed by the tinkle in the glass when you've broken out a bottle o' the best. And the Irish, with their pride, wear and think they can deride our golden water with their patter when they're out on the batter, 1600 pints o' stout, a drinking bout without a doubt. And if they've no got the gout, they start to dance. Father O'Flynn and Larry O'Gaff, Biddy the bowl wife for a laugh, the young May Moon, the Gary O, and the blackbird drives them daft. But their jigs have nae appeal to the Scot who likes to reel when she's broken out a bottle o' the best. Aye, a bottle o' the best, that's what it is, nae idle jest. Nae Mickey Finn, nae Rotgut gin, nae bathtub wine that tastes like vim. Have no fear, it's not like beer, malt whiskey strong and bright and clear. Aye, and it's also bloody dear, but what the hell? And it belts you in the belly like a heavyweight Loch Gelly, and the glow begins to grow. Six in a row turns you to jelly, and you dream perchance to sleep. Then you fall down in a heap when you've broken out a bottle of the best. Aye, it's also bloody dear, but what the hell? And the thing that makes it so dear is the tax. In Scotland, tax accounts for more than two-thirds of the cost of a bottle of whisky. It wasn't always like that. Not so long ago, the working men in Scotland nearly always drank a whisky and a small beer together. This was called a nip and a chaser. The relentless increase in tax pushed the price of a bottle up and up, so that this pattern of drinking was changed for generations. Here's a lament on the rising cost of whisky. It's a song by Will Fyfe, a great music hall performer, and it dates from the start of the Second World War, when the price had leaped up to 12 shillings and sixpence.
It's really high time something was done to alter the way that the country is run, for there no day in things in the way that they should. Just take for instance the price of the food, for it's 12 and a tanner a bottle, that's what it's costing today. 12 and a tanner a bottle, man, it takes all the pleasure away. Before you can hae a wee drappy, you have to spend all that you've got. Oh, how can a fella be happy when happiness costs such a lot? There's taxes on this and taxes on that. The people grow thin, the officials grow fat, and you have to admit it's a bit underhand, putting a tax on the breath of the land. For it's 12 and a tanner a bottle, that's what it's costing today. 12 and a tanner a bottle, man, it takes all the pleasure away. Before you can hae a wee drappy, you have to spend all that you've got. Oh, how can a fella be happy when happiness costs such a lot? Now, I used to meet with some old pals of mine when whisky was cheap and it went down like wine. Now I don't see them, I'm sorry to tell. I slipped round the corner and drink by myself. For it's 12 and a tanner a bottle, that's what it's costing today. 12 and a tanner a bottle, man, it takes all the pleasure away. Before you can hae a wee drappy, you have to spend all that you've got. Oh, how can a fella be happy when happiness costs such a lot? How can a fella be happy when happiness costs such a lot?
Scotland, of course, was not always part of the United Kingdom, and it's a great source of irritation to many Scots that the level of tax on our national drink is set so high by the Chancellor of the Exchequer in far-off London. However, we never complain too seriously, it seems, about the tax we have to pay. Maybe it's our natural generosity and good-naturedness, and maybe that's one of the reasons that our national drink, Scotch, has become such a symbol of friendship and hospitality throughout the world. I hope that sense is captured in this last song, about taking a dram before you go. One for the road, or in Gaelic, a wee joch and Doris, a dram at the door.
Oh, this evening's passed so quickly, and the music is almost done. We've heard the piper and the fiddler, the singer and his song. The time has come for us to leave you one last song before we go. Oh, button up and I be cheery, tack a dram afore you go. Button up and I be cheery, tack a dram afore you go. So good night and God be with you, and watch over you until we can all meet here together, and our glasses we will refill. We'll drink our health to absent friends, and make the beer and whiskey flow. Oh, button up and I be cheery, tack a dram afore you go. Button up and I be cheery, tack a dram afore you go. Just a wee joch and Doris, a wee and that's all. A wee joch and Doris, afore you gang a war. There's a wee wifey waiting in a wee button ben. If you can say it's a brobricht moonlicht nicht, well, you're all right, you can.